From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, former Gyeonggi Province Vice Governor Lee Hwa-young is sentenced to 4 months in prison for falsely testifying in Parliament. A main opposition lawmaker claims that the former National Election Commission chief knew about the controversial ballot printing guideline ahead of the June 3rd local elections. And BTS leader RM is appointed the first ever global ambassador of the National Museum of Korea. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emily Jennings. Former Gyeonggi Province Vice Governor Lee Hwa-young was sentenced to 4 months in prison for falsely testifying in Parliament. The prosecutors had tried to coerce him into admitting involvement in an alleged remittance to North Korea by providing alcohol and raw salmon. The Suwon District Court convicted Lee of violating the Act on Testimony and Appraisal before the National Assembly early Saturday after a 7-member citizen jury found him guilty of the charge. Lee, however, was acquitted of requesting Kim Song-tae, former Sangbong-wol Group Chairman, to financially support President Lee Jae-myung during his 2018 Gyeonggi governor race and the 2021 presidential primary in violation of the Political Funds Act. The court dismissed charges of power abuse, obstructing exercise of right, obstruction of official duties by fraudulent means, and violation of the Local Finance Act over the ex-vice governor's alleged push to proceed with projects in the north, despite opposition within the provincial government. Lee was earlier convicted of colluding with the domestic underwear maker in a transfer of $8 million to North Korea between 2019 and 2020, as well as receiving illicit political funds and bribes from the company. President Lee Jae-myung on Friday called for an all-out government effort to stabilize prices and revive the economy. Speaking at a senior presidential aides meeting, the president said the Middle East conflict appears to be nearing an end after more than 100 days of fighting. He said the war had inflicted significant damage on the Korean economy through high oil prices, inflation and an exchange rate volatility. The president warned that it could still take considerable time for the full reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and the complete normalization of global energy supply chains. He stressed that the government should view the current situation not as the end of a crisis, but as the beginning of efforts to restore livelihoods and address weaknesses in the economy. He said inflation remains the most urgent challenge, adding that further measures are needed to ease the burden on consumers until international oil prices stabilize. He called for stronger efforts to stabilize the supply and prices of key consumer goods, including eggs, vegetables, fruit and meat.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A People Power Party lawmaker has claimed that former National Election Commission chief No Tae-ak was informed about a controversial ballot printing guideline 6 months before the June 3rd local elections. Representative Kim Eun-hae made the claim on Thursday, disputing findings by an Election Commission fact-finding panel that said No had not been briefed on the measure in advance. According to documents submitted by the National Election Commission to Kim's office, revisions to election guidelines were included in a report presented at a commission meeting held on November 24, 2025. The revisions included lowering the minimum number of ballots to be printed for local elections from 60% to 50% of eligible voters. No and Standing Commissioner Wee Chol-won reportedly attended that meeting. Kim argued that the documents showed the guideline had already been reported to No weeks before the revised election management guidelines and procedural handbook were formally approved. The commission, however, said that the ballot printing provision occupied less than one page of a 42-page report and was not discussed separately. The fact-finding committee had previously stated that Noe said he had not been informed of the ballot printing reduction before the guideline took effect. Kim accused the former commission chief of misleading the public to avoid responsibility and criticised the committee for relying heavily on statements from senior election officials. She also called for a formal investigation into Noe and other senior commission officials. Iran has hinted at possibly charging insurance fees against vessels that pass through the Strait of Hormuz, raising concern among the global shipping industry. Citing a document being circulated in the shipping industry on Friday, the Financial Times quoted Iran's Persian Gulf Strait Authority saying that all vessels must hold a valid insurance policy approved by the agency. The document states that the insurance would be provided free of charge for the moment, but that it reserves the right to introduce insurance fees in the future. Under a memorandum of understanding with the United States, Iran has agreed to make arrangements for the safe passage of commercial vessels in the strait at no charge for 60 days. An unnamed Iranian official told the Financial Times that after the 60-day period, Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters also flow through the strait, would agree a format that will likely include fees related to service provision and safe passage.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
North Korea says it has bolstered solidarity and cooperation with Russia in politics, diplomacy, the economy and culture under their comprehensive strategic partnership treaty that was signed 2 years ago. In a statement on its website on Friday, the North's foreign ministry said the treaty was part of a historical decision to firmly defend peace and security in the region and abroad. It also said it provided a legal framework to expand and develop the two sides' friendly ties. The ministry mentioned the deployment of North Korean troops to Russia in support of its war against Ukraine as the most exemplary case of fulfilling the treaty, as well as strategic dialogue between their foreign ministers and a push for joint projects in trade, science and technology. The ministry expects to carry out all the potential under the treaty and for it to help further solidify the two sides' friendly relations. The Security Defence Treaty was signed by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin following their summit in Pyongyang on June 19, 2024. BTS leader RM is set to help promote Korea's cultural heritage around the world. The National Museum of Korea announced on Friday that it has appointed RM as its first ever global ambassador. RM has long shown a strong interest in Korean traditional culture and art. In 2021 and 2022, he donated 100 million won each year to support the preservation and restoration of Korean cultural artifacts overseas through the Overseas Korean Cultural Heritage Foundation. As global ambassador, RM will take part in various promotional activities for the museum and help introduce Korean history and traditional culture to international audiences. After the ceremony, RM toured the special exhibition Danwon Kim Hong-do Painting His Era with museum director Yu Hong-jun. And that's the news from KBS World Radio. I'm Emily Jennings.